Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lenhart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it. Lemon is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. Krahoski moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Glenn moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards right. Wertz catches it and throws to second to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Glenn moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 4 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lenhardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.